Another step closer. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. The FDA authorizes COVID vaccines for America's youngest children, and Saturday, the CDC will consider giving the shots the final needed approval. The FDA granted emergency use of Pfizer and Moderna shots for children as young as 6 months. The agency's Dr. Robert Califf.
Our evaluation of the safety and effectiveness data for both of these EUAs followed our standard rigorous review process and included input from our independent advisory committee, who voted in support of the authorization.
These would be specially formulated vaccines by Pfizer, BioNTech, or Moderna. Vaccine doses would be available in most places starting next week. Eben Brown, Fox News.
The CDC meets Saturday to consider its approval. Russian TV shows videos appearing to be two American fighters that went missing in Ukraine. They show Alexander Druke and Andy Nguyen apparently in Russian custody in the Donbas region. The State Department has not confirmed the videos and now says a third American may also be missing. Former President Trump rallies with supporters in Nashville, Tennessee Friday and wastes no time slamming the House committee investigating the Capitol riot and his former vice president for certifying the 2020 election.
Mike Pence had a chance to be great. He had a chance to be, frankly, historic. But just like Bill Barr and the rest of these weak people, Mike, and I say it sadly because I like him, but Mike did not have the courage to act.
Well, Pence is considering a 2024 bid for the White House. And stocks posted their worst week since the pandemic began in March 2020. The S&P 500 down nearly 6% for the week. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
A federal appeals court rejects a Trump administration finding that the active ingredient in the weed killer Roundup did not pose a serious health risk and is not likely to cause cancer in humans. The court ordered the EPA to take another look at those 2020 findings.
Asking the EPA to re-examine its finding regarding glyphosate, the active ingredient in Roundup. The Supreme Court is considering an appeal from pharmaceutical giant Bayer to shut down thousands of cancer-claiming lawsuits. Bayer acquired the original company along with the product in 2018. Bayer announced last year it is removing the chemical from the U.S. residential lawn and garden marketplace effective as early as 2023. Ann Carrick, Fox News.
A third victim of the Alabama church shooting dies. All were seniors attending a potluck dinner at a church in Vestavia Hills. On Friday, prosecutors charged 70-year-old Robert Smith with capital murder. And like a church shooting in Texas, someone rushed in to stop the attacker. This time, a church member in his 70s struck the shooter with a chair and grabbed his gun. Capitol Police arrested several staff members from The Late Show with Stephen Colbert for unlawful entry into a House office building.
The group came to the House office buildings to interview two members of the 1-6 committee, Adam Schiff and Stephanie Murphy. Capitol Police shooed the group away from the 1-6 committee hearing area because they did not have proper press credentials. Fox is told the House radio TV gallery denied them credentials because they are not news. However, Fox has confirmed that the group was let back into the Longworth House office building by an aide after 4 p.m. Fox is told the aide thought they had more interviews to do. They remained in the House office buildings unattended for hours.
Fox's Chad Pergram. An actor, Tyler Sanders, from the show 911 Lone Star, has died at the age of 18. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.